Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, don't even ask me how, but the brakes just screech automatically now. Right after it goes to the, I didn't even push the button. I was getting ready to, and then it went automatic, and then it just went to the theme song. But anyways, we're here. We're at PWA Radio. Don't forget, you can check out Pacific Wrestling Alliance on all social media. And dude, what a weekend it was. But Mike, go ahead, bring us in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Scoop Slam Radio this Tuesday. I am your host, Big Mike, and on the ones and twos, of course, is the legend, Favi Chilo. Favi, what's going on, man?
And dude, we were talking all the way up until the lady said your show will go live, because there's just so much going on. I mean, we had a meeting right before and talked about it, and I told him, I said, dude, this is going to blow up, man. For the advanced ticket sales and then the walk up and everything was amazing. So, you know, real quick, we got AJ coming up, AJ Mina coming up at 7:15, because we're going to talk about that and we'll get into it a little bit more, Mike. But, you know, whenever you're ready, you let me know, dude, where you want to start.
Man, I mean, I'm still tired. I'm still sore from the put up and the tear down. Ladies and gentlemen, I just have to say I'm still in awe of what occurred Saturday night. We had well over 100 people.
Yep.
And they popped from the first match until the last match. It was an amazing night of professional wrestling. And give us about a week, and we'll start having highlights of those matches put up on our social media.
Well,
so
I didn't even get to, dude, it was so busy. I think because I was working in the back, you know, Eddie's nice enough to let us use the office, but we had so much going on. There's a back, like a break room type of thing in the back. We had to use that because we had so many people coming in and out. We had to, you know, get this set up and that set up. And, there, you know, you have to have a table so you can have everything written out, ready to go, and to pay people. So thanks to Eddie, you know, he gave us that back room. So I was back there for most of the night. Now, there was two things that I got to see. I was able to come out two times. And there was two things I got to see. One I got to see was AJ just... We're going to talk about too a lot of things that happened. Was AJ splash, and then when Rickster did some sort of, like, he was standing on top of Guy Cool's back, jumped up and hit him with a skull crusher or whatever it's called, a curb stomp or whatever. And I was like, dude, because I could hear the people, you know, the crowd was so loud, I knew something was going on, so I was able to go out there and check it out. But real quick, Mike, if I could just, you know, talk, because, you know, we talk a lot about behind the scenes, bro, so let me just tell them some of the stuff that we went through to get there. Go ahead. Did you want to say something first?
You know what, we gotta talk about Ulo Ram. I mean, he would not
leave the back. I'm like, dude, this is the office, bro. You got to go with the other wrestlers or whatever. And he just kept talking and talking and talking. And he talked while he was changing and everything. It was amazing.
You were in the back. But I mean, I got to tell you what he did in his match. Key talents. What's the young lady that came with SoCal Crazy?
Kayakara.
He challenged her. He started chopping her. And I'm like, you can't put your hands on a woman. What are you doing? And he didn't care. And he's like, she cheated. And I'm like, I don't care about her cheating.
Yeah.
He's like, no, she cheated. And I'm like, nah. So he comes back. He's walking back to the back. And I'm like, Ulo Ram, you can't put your hands on a woman like that. I didn't son of a bitch. She cheated. I don't want to talk to you. She cheated. I'm like, you know what, you just get drift. I tried to find you, Favi. It was time for him, and he was, and then he was like, what's Cayenne?
I saw the pictures.
Dog back then.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got to get you under control.
Well,
yeah,
I was,
other than that.
You know how there's like a little fence in between the office and the dressing room. So I saw Rudo Rem was cutting a promo or talking about that. I heard, could hear a lot of them saying he cheated and all that. But then I saw Cayenne walk up into the middle of it when he was cutting his promo. So then they started arguing back and forth, and I'm like, what the, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't get around or whatever, but I just saw Mike come up and go, that's it. You go over there and you go over there. And then they broke it up. But Mike, I mean, we got to talk about, you know, Mike is busy trying to get everything organized as far as like the snacks, the concessions, you know, the drinks and stuff like that. The crew to get the ring set up and to move all the equipment. So we're talking Friday night. I'm at home. I'm trying to make sure everybody's good to go or whatever. So I get a call from Hector, not a call, but a text. And he's like, bro, I'm so sorry, bro. I can't make it. I wanted to go so bad, and I really tried my hardest. Said, okay, cool, no problem. So the good thing about it was when people found out, I was getting calls left and right. But JBD, Jack Bruce Davidson, is a young kid, and he's like, bro, please let me get in that match. I promise I won't let you down or whatever. So when somebody comes up to me like that and wants to prove himself as hungry, I'm like, oh, you know what, let's do it, man. So I put him in that match, which worked out really well. So that being said, we get to show day, and you know how it is, Mike, man. I mean, it's just Mike's a big ball of sweat. He's like, bro, I'm going to take a shower here because they have one. Okay, cool. I see him about an hour later. I'm like, bro, just take a shower. I haven't even left the building yet. I still got to go get this. And so we're going back and forth, right? So Mike's gone. Mike's went to go get the ice and all that stuff or whatever and take care of some business. So this is about, I'm going to say about 2.5, maybe 3 hours before showtime. And Kayam walks up to me and he goes, hey, bro, can I talk to you for a minute? And whenever you hear that, you know it's going to be bad. Dude, Fletcher Fugaz isn't going to make it, bro. I forget what he told me happened or whatever. And I'm like, you know what, bro, no problem. I understand, you know, or whatever. So luckily, and this is, again, where we're talking, Mike, where you and I were talking about how this show blew up. Jimmy Mayhem and Boom Shasta came, and so did what's the other guy's name that came? I didn't even know he was there till he walked out in Guy Cool's match.
Oh, Casey Phoenix.
Casey Phoenix. So these people came, or whatever. So I see Jimmy, and I'm like, hey, bro, you know, I hope you have your stuff. I said I could, and he's like, yeah, bro, you know, I'm totally down or whatever. So that ended up, you know, that was two fires that had to be put out, and they were put out, and it turned out really well. I honestly think that Jimmy Mayhem is very underrated. I think he's the way he's been used, and this went to show what he's capable of, because he subbed for Fletch Fugaz. So it was him and Kayam who weren't used to working with each other, but they made a match out of it, you know, and it turned out really well. So let's, you know, we got, let me see what time it is. Okay. We got about,
six minutes.
We got about 7 minutes till we get to AJ. So whenever you're ready, Mike, let's start with the first. I didn't even get to see the first match. I heard it. I heard people popping for that first match, but tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Maligno and Inter Garudo was the first match. And, you know, it was action from the first bell to the last. These guys really went at it. And I was happy that they brought Lucha to the show.
Yeah.
So the crowd was able to see some Lucha Libre. Because, you know, that's one of our things is we want to be known as company that is a mixture of everything. And so, you know, that their match was very, very, very exciting. And, you know, I think I might have to run that one back. I do. I think I have to run that one back.
Well,
just go ahead.
We talk a lot about, you know, behind the scenes, you know, and so in that office that we had, you know, Mike and I are back there, you know, and we, you know, we start bringing them in and say, hey, bro, you know, this is, you know, even though everybody's always like, bro, you know, I don't want to work the first match and it's the opener. And I remember Mike telling him, look, man, this is the opener. This is, you set the tone. You know, we put the music for you because we want the people to pop. And so Mike and I go back and forth. He's like, well, we should, no, let's do this. And it worked out well because, dude, God dang it, Mike. I'm gonna take a quick break, Mike, and I'm gonna have you call back in because I made a big boo-boo and we only have 4 minutes left, so I gotta reset everything and come back, all right?
Okay.
All right, Mike. We'll be right back after this, everybody. Hold on, Mike, I'm gonna get you on the phone and have you call back, all right?
All right.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on.